Welcome back to Tales from the Grind. I'm your host, Erica Harvell, in the studio today with Mr. I Am Corey Bill Sr. Say what's up, Corey.
What's going on, my good people? We're back in the building, and we got some dope guests today.
Yeah, excited about talking about computers and security of our computers in our homes and transitioning to digital.
During the season of COVID, so yes. Pay attention. Share with your folks, all your entrepreneurs that have basically moved back home. This is the show that you do not want to miss.
Yeah, but let's talk about last week for just a second. We had church up in here last week.
Man. Praise them, and I'm still feeling the Holy Ghost.
I know, it was powerful up in here last week. So what's going on in the world today? How was your week after that?
Week was great. You know, ever since I saw Tamar Keisha, which I got to speak to her again because we was talking about some stuff about manifestation. I've been paying attention to that very closely this week. You know, it's a lot of things I said that in the next 2-3 days or so, it appeared.
Oh, that's, you know, what's
so
up,
I'm
yeah.
being very, very mindful of what's coming out of my mouth.
You're not walking around saying the word entanglement all day, are you?
But let me tell you this joke. This is one of the funniest jokes I've heard on Facebook. So my boy said, excuse the language, y'all, but my boy says only one person that could use the word entanglement, and that's Jada, because she rich as hell. Oh, you broke hoes, y'all getting bojangled. So
oh,
if you broke,
so
you could not use the word entangled. You're getting bojangled. So that was
so
pretty funny.
Yeah, that was funny. All right, let's introduce our guest today. You want to introduce?
Comp House in the building. Hey, these two brothers right here. I'm telling you guys, as I've been focusing on getting, understanding computers, even at 42 years old, I feel like a damn dinosaur.
Wait, you 42?
Don't talk about my age again.
Wow.
I feel like I'm a dinosaur. So I'm excited to hear about how these brothers going to talk to us, how we're going to pivot during COVID, doing the digital. They do all things computers, from getting that antagonizing ass spyware off your computer, from computer repairs to buying laptops, things of that nature. But I'm going to let these brothers really talk about their services. And we're going to have a good show because my man is sarcastic over here. So we
he came in with the warning.
He came in with it already. Yeah. So I'm like, buddy, we ready to go.
What's up, everybody? I'm going to say I'm Larry from Computer House. Some people call us Comp House. That's where our Facebook is, you know. We're located on Jefferson Street. I don't want to say out in Germantown, but we're out north.
Okay, yes. Out north.
Out north. With the F.
With the F.
Yes. We're right in the neighborhood. They used to be our hood.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it that way, okay?
Yeah, I love that.
For sure.
Basically, we've been there for 4 years. We do all computer services. We're also located in the famous HBCU, Tennessee State University.
Big Blue in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyone out there who's a TSU student, alumni, or anything like that, you're always going to get that 25% discount.
25? Say that again?
That's 25%.
Not 10 of them.
Like, one of those other people out there who's a little
still got to whisper that next time.
For the other people out there, that's 1/4 of a dollar.
He said, if you're not a TSU alumni, I'm going to go and tell you 25% is 1/4 of a dollar.
Vanderbilt is 47% added on because we need some reparation tax.
Well, they already got their help desk and everything like that. We're out there in the TSU center, at the student center, right there in the bookstore. So a lot of schools out there do not have a thing. A lot of HBC universities just kind of know this.
Oh, so TSU doesn't have a help desk?
So, yeah, when we first were looking at getting started, TSU actually came and asked us because the students had a need and they really weren't getting the service that they needed on campus. So it kind of came out of the blue for us, but we liked it.
Yeah.
We liked the idea of being able to set up and help.
Okay. That's so, like,
dope.
I know when I was at TSU, now, I didn't stay on campus. I was a non-traditional student. But
you're smart.
Well, yeah.
Wait. You can't say you went to Tennessee State, TSU. You went to Tennessee State. Because the people who stayed on campus went to TSU. Big difference now.
That's okay, because I didn't graduate from TSU. I graduated from Cumberland University.
Oh.
Let's not go there.
Okay. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she tried to throw low.
No, you threw the blow.
She is not invited to the homecoming.
I love and support TSU. My first 3 years was there. anyway, I still, I learned a lot.
You can't truly claim it if you don't get it on your wall. Hello.
I don't claim it. I claim Cumberland. I claim Cumberland University. That's where I graduated.
Hey, y'all, let's have a moment of silence for
that's okay. Whatever. Anyway, when I was out there, there was a help desk then. So that's why I was asking. Like, I was shocked because there was a help desk at that time. But I'm kind of old now. So, yeah, but I graduated in 2015. So I was at TSU from 2012 to 2014.
Yeah, she so, went to like
I went.
State
I was
University,
a non-traditional
y'all.
Student. I went as an adult.
Okay, that's yeah. what's up. That's mm-hmm. what's up.
Yeah,
so you went to Cumberland, got your laptop and everything. That's what's up. You know,
how got my laptop. Take? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Next.
No, let me ask a question here. I'm confused. I'm confused.
Hey, hey, all my TSU Tigers, they on my timeline giving you a moment of silence.
That's okay.
Would you please tell us she went to Tennessee State? She did not go to TSU.
It's called, yes, I went to TSU. I went to TSU for the first 3 years, and then I went to Cumberland.
She abandoned us.
I did not. I had no choice.
She ran
she's a
month.
Black lady, and she moved on, and she got her degree, and now she's doing what she did.
Yeah, yes. I had no choice. I would have stayed if there was a choice. There was no choice. So, and I still support TSU 100%.
Good, because they need the money.
Yeah, I plan on doing a lot of things when I get to that point. I have plans. I have plans. When I exit, I have big plans for Black America.
We
so
need it.
Yeah.
We need it.
But this is not about me, and I don't know how y'all switched this whole thing around. Yes. I was just simply trying to say that TSU had a help desk when I was there. Damn it. Like, I wasn't trying to, like, get into all of this.
For TSU.
The thing is, like, for a lot of their big repairs and stuff, that's where we're seeing a lot of the students. Like, they'll help you do minor things, you know, if you just need to get online. But what we're really trying to do and what we're focused on doing when we're up there is making sure that the screens and everything are fixed, making sure that they have those programs. Usually the rush is like right around exam time, midterm time.
Okay.
And that's when they're all there trying to get everything that they need done. So usually that's what we're offering. And also just cell phone support and cell phone services.
Oh, y'all do that too?
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all sell cell phones?
We don't sell the cell phones. We just do the services.
Services, okay, okay.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
We do have our little prepaid ones, you know, for the ones who demand that they get one. But we are out there to service our community for anything on service that they need, from small electronics. And, of course, we do the computers, the cell phones. We do the tablets. We do everything Mac. So if you have an iPhone, if you have this, our biggie is getting everybody prepared for the back to school. So we're selling out of computers.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
Pretty dope. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about a time. I know y'all got the call at 12 a.m. or 10 o'clock at night. My computer crashed and my paper, I was almost done.
I don't get those calls because I don't answer the phone anymore and stuff like that.
Actually, I'm the tech there. So basically, also I do forensics. I'm mm-hmm. a forensic specialist. So I have people who break their jump drive. I have people who are locked out of their computers. So I have people who downloaded something they shouldn't have been on a site they shouldn't been on.
What sites are those?
Oh, Lord.
I ain't even going there. We don't have enough time. So the thing is, no matter what it is, how you got it, what's going on, you know, we work with schools, we work with law firms, you know, doing forensics, data recovery. If you're a student, you lost your assignment, you know, I have a lot of people coming to us crying, literally, saying that we do work with our students. So we have companies who sponsor certain things where students are indigent.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of pro bono work and stuff like that as well.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
So it's definitely about the community.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Especially that's with COVID right now. I really believe that that's where everything is going towards, you know, yeah. Focusing on the community.
Now, when we, what is it, back in January, February, when COVID was first starting, it was kind of nerve wracking. Like for most businesses, it's like you laying down like, when are they going to shut us down? And one day I was just laying down. I was like, you know what? We ain't going nowhere. Jesus told me they need me.
Yes, I love it.
And so when we, what was it, the next day and the next couple weeks when we're coming in, it was just like a surge of people that needing computers, switching to at home work or online schooling. and the need for laptops, the need for understanding how these systems work, I would say has went up like a hundredfold.
Yes.
Wow,
yeah.
That's good. That's good.
You guys are in a great spot right now. And going forward, because a lot of people think that we're going to go back to normal, and we're not. Yeah.
When you even look at just like the stocks for like Zoom and a lot of these companies.
Oh, they speak my language.
Yeah. Like,
we're talking money.
You better get on that Cash App and do them stocks.
you better get on Robinhood. And if you can't afford a whole stock, they do fractional shares. Yeah, ask me how.
I mean,
stop plugging them. They ain't paying us.
I mean, they
pay me though.
Not like that. They not.
I wouldn't be plugging it.
Oh, please. They ain't paid you for no advertising for Tales from the Grind. Let's go. Come on.
Hopefully we find it in the whole
Philly
world.
Right, right.
Okay. Everybody has a dream. Martin Luther King did. All right. So basically, during that time, Fox News came out with Dennis Farrier. He came out and did an interview with us. And basically, we were actually called first responders during that section because we're out there when other people were not.
Mm-hmm.
Best Buy, Geek Squad actually closed all their centers throughout the United States. And Charlotte was actually funneling a lot of their computer needs and everything through us.
Wow.
So actually,
yeah,
COVID.
That's dope.
Yeah.
It's been a kind of good to us, I guess you
can
say.
It's been a blessing.
He like, we're not going to candy coat that.
We are safe, though.
Yeah, right, right.
We don't wish upon nobody, but.
But it's definitely shown, I would say, in the last couple months, how the need for tech is, like, real.
Yeah.
And I think now that we are moving forward, we're going to see a lot more companies saying, you know, hey, this is more affordable and this is more doable.
Mm-hmm.
With students, just with parents trying to understand what students need. You know, a lot of kids, I need an Apple. I'm like, you ain't got an Apple budget.
Right, Apple.
But when they come in the store, when they come in the store, one of the things that we try to do is show them every option possible. We're not just trying to force an expensive computer down your throat. We're trying to show you what's affordable, and we want you to be a repeat customer and to treat you like family.
Yes.
So we're trying to walk you through, get you everything you need, everything you want, on that budget that you can afford.
Yeah, my little brother is actually building a computer right now. And so we had this whole debate yesterday about how Apple is overpriced and how the PC, it's actually has better graphics and the same memory and the same capabilities, but Apple is just like really overpriced. What are your thoughts on that?
You want to take this with Daniel?
I'll take the light side. Thank you. As far as Apple, the one thing I've noticed is it's just a great marketing brand. So most people, when they think phone, when they think computer, that's what they want. Now, when you get into the specs and what you can do, that's when he's going to talk. Because you necessarily, from what I've learned, you don't always need an Apple. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
Well, he came a long way, you know. He thought it was fruit at one time. But the thing is, with Apple versus PC, you have more flexibility. Mm-hmm. Just like Android, you can do more things. Apple is only one thing. It is a proprietary system. You have the PC. If you're a gamer, you may want that graphics card that costs $1,000, and it's going to do hyper-threading, and it's going to have like a terabyte of, you know, memory.
That's what he just installed, yeah.
So the thing is, what it is, you have more flexibility on the way you want to build it. Apple's, hey, you want this? That's what it is. You want to upgrade your RAM, and like on new laptops, the MacBooks now, they're all integrated on one board, so there is really very limited on upgrading and everything like that. It is a style. When you go to schools and everything, you're going to see everybody walking around with an Apple. Why? Because they're walking around with the Nikes. They're walking around with the Polo. They're walking around with
the name.
The,
yeah.
Yes. Their name brand hoes. You know? They're brand ho, you know? They're a label ho with nothing in the pocket, you know? But one thing is, so if you want to be a label ho, you can get your a MacBook roughly around $400 from us. We have student rates and everything right on that. And next month we have financing available if you want to go a little higher. We are a green store, so most of our products are pre-owned with a 90-day warranty.
Okay.
So you're not going to go, we're not out there to bust hits. We don't want to sell you beats. We know that people in our community have budget restrictions, a lot of people, but we do have a lot of professional people too. So we have a website called Computer House and More. So if you wanted beats, you wanted this, you can do that. But we will not sell that in our store because we want to do that. Most of our headphones and Bluetooth and everything which repeat customers come in are going to be mainly $50 or less.
Quality.
Mm. We want it to
be affordable.
And we do not have a no-haggle process. We're even easier to return than Walmart, you know.
Wow. Well, that should be your...
We're easier to turn in Walmart.
Your return policy.
I mean, we just want you to be happy, you know. Our slogan is Computer House, make our house your home.
Oh, wow, you know, okay.
You know, it's kind of like died down a little bit here, so let's go a little bit more. I'm going to let you ask us some questions here.
Yeah. Well, you got a question? Because I've been asking every question. I'm sorry.
No, I'm loving it. You know, the mere fact that when he was speaking about how big is tech, and, you know, you're definitely in the tech world, it just made me think about when I think it was it Twitter, Square, one of those companies, they're the second company that followed that laid all their employees off, but say, hey, the rest of your employees can work from home,
yeah.
Right? And so I'm just thinking about the need of the business. What he just said, like, the, you know, it's going to be a huge demand for what these brothers are doing,
yeah.
If everyone is working from home, right? Because many people are not tech savvy. You know, all we know how to do is control, alt, delete, right? Or go on those sites we don't want our significant others to see.
Not only that, not only working from home, the students are virtual.
So the demand will be there. Yeah. So it looks like it's a good, you know, particularly for our community, hey, let's be ahead of the curve and think about other ideas on how we can merge into the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's one thing for the kids to understand it, but we really got to get some of the parents to understand what the kids' needs are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just enough for them to get to school, work, get the computer, and come home. You got to be able to understand, okay, how do you even see your kids' grades? I don't know if anybody's been noticing, but, like, they don't even just use the ABC cycle, like, in school anymore. And then most of these kids, ever since, like, 2010, you know, most of their grades are uploaded in real time online, and they have access to it. And right now, it's sad and it's a good thing because, you know, I'm looking outside and I'm seeing a lot of people take COVID seriously. But on the flip, you see a lot of our kids running outside, you know, really, and they should be inside, kind of focusing on schoolwork and getting prepared to start the school year again.
Yeah.
But the issue with it is their parents really aren't keeping up or having that connection with the teacher. So what we want to do, what we kind of do when we're in the store is kind of make sure that they understand, hey, you know, you can be checking up on your kids. Hey, you can actually help them with this program. Hey, there's actually instructions and tutorials. If you don't know nothing about algebra, that's going to help you help them.
Praise God,
man,
that my son turned 18 years old and he's in college now, and I don't have to help him with any of that high school
work. That's what's
no,
up
but
with
I like the fact that I like that, but he's taking ownership.
I feel bad for the kids, though.
Right, but what he's saying is he's offering a solution. He's taking ownership in that problem. He's saying when you come in here and you get a laptop, we're going to say, hey, you know, did you know that you can check your kids' grades on this website? Did you know that you can help them with their algebra with this website? Like, he's not just selling a computer and sending them home to figure it out.
Because he knows that a lot of these kids are going to find out that their parents really don't know anything.
Well, what they're teaching now,
I think you
really can.
That's
like,
I'm happy CJ graduated.
Yeah.
Class 20, because I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, well, I still got three and my son, he's on an IEP. Uh-huh. Which is scary for me because he has reading. He has like the extra help with reading. Mm-hmm. And for students who have those type of disabilities, how do you do that in a virtual setting? And how do you make sure that they're still getting that extra help?
We were actually
Great question.
Talking about that recently.
One thing it is, and I would like to congratulate you on your son, and I congratulate you being a mom and everything with the kids and everything. It's a big thing during this COVID time, you know. You know, everybody, it's just stressful times. But one thing I would like to do that I did not do is give a shout out to our junior tech. We have a junior tech program at Computer House. They have kids ages 12 through 16. Basically, we're working also with Pearl, with our senior tech program, to help to get kids acclimated towards the job industry and the tech field and everything like that.
Wow.
So okay. Basically, these kids right now are learning how to do Windows, how to actually do everything in the store. So when they get a little older, they can actually go into a field that they want.
How many students do you have in there?
Right now, we have 8 kids in our junior tech program. And we're fully funded by us. We're working right now. We're working, looking towards a nonprofit and everything like that to actually, you know, get more kids, able to get more kids in our program and everything.
What's
like
the process for the parents to get their kids involved in that?
Really, we were just taking, when it started, it was just neighborhood kids that were coming in and they just thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And they would come, hey, can we sweep the floor? Hey, how do you do that? Hey, how do you do that? So before we knew it, it was just like, okay, these kids are going to be in here. We need to figure something out to do. So we kind of started like a program with like 1 or 2, and they're the ones who kind of like named it and really got the balls rolling on that. They pretty much right now, a lot of these kids, they know how to do the program installs. They know how to remove viruses. They can take apart computers. They can program Fire 6. I mean, it's phenomenal. I would trust them really to run my store.
Wow.
The goal is, though, for them, in the next 4 or 5 years, you know, for a lot of people, college isn't an option. And when it is, it's the whole idea of how am I going to afford it?
Wow.
One of the things about it is we can plan on getting a job. And with tech, you know, you can be walking out of school, high school, and getting certifications and working for companies like Google and Amazon for all the $75,000+ a year. And that just comes with basic understanding on what you're doing and being able to show those qualifications on the test.
Well, it's in the next field right now that I was speaking to one of my fraternity brothers who just completed his program at Vanderbilt, cybersecurity.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a main push on trying to get high schoolers into that industry. So once again, being ahead of the curve, because he said 4 years of understanding cybersecurity could go from 80,000 to 150 to 200,000.
A lot of the tech professionals, they get paid $500,000. They get, especially at Google, they're getting paid like $500,000. Yeah. And so what's so funny is that not funny, but Google announced that they are no longer going to be checking for
college
credentials.
Yeah.
Yes. They're going to look for skills. And that actually creates access for
one of the things is we get a lot of different students and a lot of different people younger that come in our store, and it blows your mind what they actually know how to do. And the thing that's frustrating sometimes is getting them to understand, you know, if you can concentrate this energy into actually making money or going about this, like, you will take over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we really want to highlight to, like, our junior techs is just really letting them see really letting them see, like, their capabilities. If, you know, they do want to own a computer store. Hey, you're seeing how to do it. But if you just want to take these traits and go forward to even doing like, hey, well, I like the audio side. I like this. All sides of tech, especially in Nashville, it is profitable. It is booming. And it's a great industry to get a
Yeah, Sounds Nashville's like getting ready.
I'm sorry. Continue. Go.
I was going to say Nashville's going to be a huge tech hub here. And
when Google said that, I think it was 2013, we had a big meeting.
Mm-hmm.
2013, 2014, how they said they wanted Nashville to be the Silicon Valley of the West.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the South, rather. And
I don't think we'll be Silicon Valley. We'll be more so like Atlanta Tech Hub. But
that's what they said, you know, back then, right? But you're more in that space than I am. But I just remember that conversation. So just to hear tech, hearing a lot, it seemed like it's coming to fruition or the ball is getting rolling. But what got you gentlemen... because, you know, when you look at the numbers, not a lot of black folk in tech at all, right?
It's a lot more. Yeah, not a lot, but they're rolling in.
They're rolling in.
Yeah.
What got you guys into this side of the field? Because you said you was in forensics, right?
Yes.
So from forensics to tech, how does that go hand in hand?
Well, for me, I can say I never had an interest in, like, computers and anything up until really meeting him. I went to college, Savannah State, different tiger.
I don't know. Is he going to get bashed?
He said Savannah State. Look, he said he ain't go to Tennessee State.
But my TSU, my major was Homeland Security Emergency Management. when I came up here, me and my brother, we opened up different businesses. And in doing that, I guess I kind of learned more about marketing and what I like just about running a business. And then meeting him, it was, okay, he's just like a genius when it comes to tech. How do we bring that together to do something great? When we were first deciding how we wanted to present the image of our store when we were rebranding it, one of the things that we wanted to make sure is that we're taking into account we're Black and that there isn't a lot of Black people that are doing this. Mm-hmm. So we really want to make it so it's hands-on, that people aren't feeling alienated from where they are mentally when it comes to using technology, and that they can really come there and they can feel invited to ask us questions. So when you walk into our store, we just try to give you that at-home feeling. You can kind of touch stuff, play with stuff. You really aren't seeing the outlandish stuff that you've never seen. We kind of keep the cords tucked over here, and we present what really people are wanting to see off the back. And he's looking at me crazy. He's going to go on and say something.
I think he missed the whole question. That's why he's not the tech. Okay, the question was... What about Black people in tech and what got us started in doing tech?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically what it is with me, I have been a nerd my whole life.
Yeah.
But I'm more like yourself. I'm more like yourself, fine, a vertical, okay? I get the babes, okay? Okay, so what it is, when it comes to the tech, I was more hands-on. I tore up a lot of and let me tell you this, okay, I got a lot of whoopings for it. But yeah, let me tell you something now. Everybody's coming to me. So the thing is, I went to a kind of a good school. I went to a Blue Ribbon School. I was from Chicago.
Whoa, part of Chicago. Hold on, homie.
South suburbs.
Oh, say, I was home when you say Chicago. Homewood Floss. Okay. Because okay. I'm from the south side of Chicago.
You lived in Chicago at one time. I did migrate to Chicago. Okay. Kind of started out there. You know?
Is that double check?
You know, sometimes we false claim, you know.
There you go. See, Erica? That's why I say it's Tennessee you. State for you.
Look, he's coming
it's,
from
it's Homewood Floss. It's TSU. It's where him. I win. You, it's like, I don't. It doesn't matter. So that's where I went.
So basically, I had the chance to do things. If he knows about Homo Flossmore, he knows it was like a lot of rich kids.
Yeah,
there.
Upscale.
Very, how are you doing, Karens? there. And basically, I had different opportunities that I did not have. And I seen that a lot of people in technology and what I was doing and this and that, we really didn't have it, you know. We're very much, you know, they'll take credit for it, but we're the ones who did it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're very easy to Google. Will say, well, we got this one program that we did, but they never show who really did it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, I know that certain people made the stoplight. I know certain people made the pencil. I know certain people made the,
right.
You know, a little everything there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to go in history, but.
Oh, we okay. We're going with history. Oh, we already yeah. know.
I mean, and that's a big thing. It's like, you know, we think Music City. Most African-Americans are able to say, like, well, this is us and this
yeah,
is what we did.
I just want to point out that was happening right now. Like, we is like was being very cautious to even say, hey, we created this and they didn't. Like, we're at this point now in the world where we just need to be bold. Yeah. And say, hey, this is our history.
And
we know about
done.
It.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
And when
yeah.
you think about tech, I think for a lot of African Americans, we've really never gotten that history. And just where we come from and how we fit in it. You know, when we think about the traffic light, when we think about the light bulb,
the cell phone.
The cell
yeah.
phone.
The gaming system. Everything is thing. Made yeah. by the Black man mm-hmm. and woman.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic
you
lights.
Yeah, you can't
we'll
think
go
of
down
women.
The list.
But you know
yeah.
that the first alarm system
Even the thing that women, that the doctors use to give women pap smears or to yeah. for the babies was created by a Black man.
The washing machine. Like, yeah. We could go yeah. on and on and on. Yeah.
The first alarm system that keeps everybody safe is made by a Black woman.
There's an alarm system to keep everybody safe?
Yeah. It's not ADT now.
I thought you were talking about the clock. he said alarm.
No, you reeled her in. She was like, hold on, wait a minute.
That's alarm system that keeps us safe.
I'm thinking about, why did I think about a clock, though? I'm thinking about the alarm on my clock. I'm sleepy. Okay, come on.
But, yeah, even with, like, the history, we try to, even with some of the kids that are coming in there, and especially in our junior tech program, is just let them know, like, you know, there are faces that look like you, and you really can do this, too, and it's not that extraordinary or out of the question.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole reason why I jumped out there with creating my company.
Yeah.
It's because the first thing, like, when I...
You give a shout out?
No, they already know about that. the first thing I thought about was somebody should create this. And then I thought to myself, like, why not me? And then I started thinking, like, man, I don't see anybody black in tech. Uh-huh. And so that's one of the things that kept me going, because it was hard. And that's one of the things that kept me going, was like, I want to see more black people in tech. I want to see more young black women in tech.